Oh, the places you'll go. This weekend's scripture readings lead us into the end times. So I was led to revisit and revise a file on my computer titled, In Case of My Death. I've planned the music, the clothing, the lunch, the whole deal. Still putting the finishing touches on the eulogy. But all that said, I'm set and ready to go. There's no use speculating when the end is coming. Too often when we hear scripture texts like today's, our focus becomes narrow on a future that we can't really know. Jesus said that not even he himself knew when that would be. When it comes, it's clear. We're not going to miss it. So rather than hunker down and wait for the blow, Jesus, time and time again, urges us to live the gospel as thoroughly as we can right now, to be ready to live today, to know how to live in the face of today's distress. It's not a darkened sun or moon or stars falling from the skies, but other things that frighten or worry us, that cause our confidence to crumble, the calamities of the domestic sort, a Friday afternoon layoff, a sudden death, terrifying diagnosis, threats of deportation, wildfires, and other disasters, the end of our worlds. While Jesus readies us for a distant happening, his plea is all the more relevant when events here and now threaten to throw us into fear and uncertainty. So let today be that momentous day, that hour. Let this be the day to redirect misplaced confidence, to invest our trust in what doesn't shatter or crumble or fall away or disappoint, and yield today to the one who alone can rescue us from the worst possible disaster. God will not lose control. God will not ever let go of us. Darkness will not overcome us. In the end, evil will never prevail. Do we believe that? To know that glorious hope is to find and live in a place not of threat, but of promise.